good evening and welcome to Q95's evening news package for today, Tuesday, August 25th, 2015. I'm your presenter, Richie Farrell, and here's what's making news this evening. Attorney General unsure to provide legal aid, PWA requested, for police officers charged with murder. Italy says putting Barbados on tax haven blacklist was a mistake. And China market slump. Central bank cuts interest rates. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. The details of these stories and more are coming up.
The Quartz Technical Service Department is the authorized service center for the world's best brands in appliances and electronics. Need repairs done to your damaged electronics and appliances? Check us out. We also repair items not purchased from Quartz. And backed by our track record of servicing the world's best brands, our team of trained technicians will provide the best diagnosis for your problem. So, visit us today at our Castle Comfort branch or call us at 448-7655, extensions 2414, 2426, or 2442, and experience technical service at its best. We're here to serve you. Quartz, bringing value home.
Welcome back. Attorney General Levi Peter has responded to the Police Welfare Association's request for legal aid for four police officers charged with murder. Delvin Challenger, Martin Seaman, and female police corporal Gemma Lewis were charged with murdering Joshua Etienne, 48, of Portsmouth. Mr. Etienne was arrested for possession of ammunition on the 4th of August 2014 and was found lifeless in police cells the next day. They were denied bail by High Court Judge Errol Thomas in April 2015 and have been remanded at the state prison while All In Vigil was granted bail in April. Chairman of the Police Welfare Association, Jefferson Drago, wrote to the Attorney General last week to express the need for legal aid for the officers. Drago noted that the officers in question were on duty at the time of the alleged incident and that the state is responsible to represent officers who act or acted on behalf of the state. Speaking on state-owned DBS radio on Tuesday, 25th August 2015, AG Levi Peter said the consideration is whether the officers acted in a good faith in the execution of their duties in accordance with Regulation 98, which states where a police officer is charged before court with an offense arising out of or in the course of the execution of his duty, and the Attorney General is satisfied that the officers acted in good faith in the execution of his duty. The officer shall be granted legal aid in the conduct of his defense. Mr. Peter said it may be argued that the officers in question have been charged in respect of an offense arising out of or in the course of the execution of their duty. He added that there's also an argument as to whether or not at the time of execution of their duty, one can go outside of their duties, so one can start off acting in execution of their duties, and one can then go outside of that. One has to ask oneself what are the considerations that an attorney general would have to reflect upon in determining whether he or she is satisfied that the officer or officers acted in good faith in the execution of their duty, Mr. Peter stated. He explained that the situation is that the officers in question have been criminally charged, not by the attorney general, but by other police officers who are responsible for investigating allegations of crime. So, it may be that people out there listening can tell me easily how on those facts an attorney general can be satisfied that the officers were acting in good faith in the execution of their duty, Mr. Peter noted. It may be that they can do that. That is not a journey that this attorney general has been able to arrive at this point in time. Mr. Peter stated that he is open to discussion with the Police Welfare Association on the matter. In more news, in direct response to the national efforts at reducing the incidence of chronic non-communicable diseases, CNCDs, among Dominicans, agribusiness entrepreneur and proprietor of a product named Grow and Show, Mike Wallace, has launched a promotion of that product geared towards increasing the production of organically grown food on island. The product is available in two sizes and will be reduced in price by about 20% to encourage its increased use. These new retail prices will be available at all retail outlets throughout a promotion period from Monday, August 24th until further notice.
We'll actually run a promotion during the growing season. So we have actually decided to let it coincide with the growing season that we are in currently. And in that regard, we thought we would make the product be available at a more affordable price to the farmers. So from the 24th, Monday the 24th of August, and until further notice, our Dominicans will be able to purchase Grow and Show in the 500 ml and the 1.5 liter bottles for $15 and $40 at the retail level respectively.
Host of Q95 show Governance on Q, Atherton Mate, says culture should be something experienced each day, even without a conscious awareness of it. Mate contends that if culture is anything, it is everything. Therefore, it cannot adequately be found simply in any three nights of rhythms or a jumper.
Clearly, if culture is anything, it is everything. And if it is everything, it cannot be three nights of pulsating rhythms. It cannot be 2 days of carnival. It cannot be a jump up. It cannot be a blockle. It has to be something that we experience 365 days a year, sometimes even if we don't know it.
Host of the Q95 talk show Governance on Q, Atherton Mate. And General Secretary of the Dominica Public Service Union, Thomas Later, advised that the Public Works Corporation could have implemented the advice posed to them by the United Nations on the matter of the 20 PWC workers who were laid off recently. Mr. Later says the plan is to call those who were laid off back to work and reduce the working days generally for the first 2 weeks in the month, then implement a rotation, because that way everyone will be able to receive something.
You cannot afford to pay redundancy and extending a letter for us to stay home more. I love the way you're feeling for us.
It's not to say that you all are asking them for handouts, you know. This is money that is owed to you all. You do. That is the problem. That is only money.
But Ms. Smith, not only that, what the union has proposed is that you reduce for the first week, 2 weeks, you reduce the working days for everybody. And then after that, you have a rotation. So at the end of it, everybody would be getting something. You imagine these guys have been out there. I mean, just think of it, for 6 weeks. School is about to open in another 2 weeks. So you have been out there. You have no idea how you're going to provide by school uniforms and school books and pay your children's school fees, because some of those fees have to be paid in advance, right? And then when you think you are just about to be employed to go back to work for another 2 weeks, at least you could get something to begin to buy the school books or the uniform and so on. A day before you are issued with a letter telling you that the layoff has been extended. And there is absolutely no indication as to how long it is being extended.
That is not something that could send you.
That can send people to commit suicide. God forbid.
General Secretary of the DPSU, Thomas Later, and MP for the Marigot constituency and leader of the opposition, Honorable Lennox Linton, is commenting on allegations that there may be some ministers of government in Dominica who have stashed away millions of dollars in their personal accounts. Though these are allegations, Mr. Linton and a large majority of Dominicans are finding this to be disturbing.
We have ministers of government here involved in corruption to the tune of millions of dollars. And there seems to be no system under which we can bring them to book. I filed a complaint against Roosevelt Skerrit in 2010. In 2011, there was a decision of the commission, the Integrity Commission, on which the state is spending scarce dollars. And 4 years have gone by. The matter is locked down in the same court system. And at some point in time, we need to ask ourselves a question. What is the role of the court? Is the court's role to dispense justice and to set things right for the people, or is it there for the convenience of those in power who can manipulate it to their fancy and their whim?
Leader of the United Workers' Party, Honorable Lennox Linton. Police PRO Inspector Claude Weeks reports that investigations are being carried out by the Dominica Police Force into the death of Mr. Milton James, 26, who was found behind a lazy bench in the community of Capuchin on the 23rd of August, 2015. Reports say that there appeared to be a stab wound to the upper chest area. Mr. James was found by a member of the community between the hours of 5 to 6 a.m. in the morning. Currently, at this time, a coroner's inquest is being opened, followed by a post-mortem examination.
Yesterday, Sunday, the 23rd, of August 2015, Milton James, 26 years of Capuchin, he was found behind a bench, what we would call the lazy bench. He was motionless. There appeared to be a stab wound in the upper chest area. Of course, the police were informed he was discovered by a passerby between 5 and 6 a.m. yesterday morning. And he was taken to the health facility where he was pronounced dead. So the investigations have begun in this matter. In these cases, we expect to have an inquest to be opened as a coroner's inquest to be followed by a post-mortem examination.
Public Relations Officer for the Dominica Police Force, Claude Weeks. In other news, Leader of the Opposition, Honorable Lennox Linton, says it saddens him when the country that he loves is perceived to be developing into a perverse judicial system. Mr. Linton added that on August 21st, 2015, former governor of the U.S. Virgin Islands and an ex-government official, John DeJong Jr., was charged with embezzling almost $500,000 of public funds.
What's coming to us from the spheres of governance in Dominica within the context of this perversion of justice business? Because this week, headlines coming from the Virgin Islands, the U.S. Virgin Islands, spoke of the arrest of former governor John DeJong. This is a gentleman who served as governor from 2007 to 2015, January, and was replaced in the January election. Of course, two terms. You know, you can't be more governor for more than two terms. It's a U.S. thing, right? And then, this is the month of August, he is arrested on charges of embezzlement by the Department of Justice, the Attorney General there leading the way, the Acting Attorney General leading the way, which speaks to a system through which justice can be pursued on behalf of the citizens of the state. And you wonder about the system through which justice is pursued on behalf of the citizens of the state in Dominica. Going back many years, we had the Gun Emanuel matter, and a group of us, years after no resolution of that, were minded to write to the Eastern Caribbean Supreme Court and ask them, well, you know, what's going on with this judicial review instrument in the courts that is being used now to set aside the criminal complaint against Steve Mizidor indefinitely? The 43 counts of criminal misconduct filed against the guy in the 6th of December 2010, and we've come to 2015, these charges cannot be read.
Honorable Lennox Linton says this act illustrates to the Caribbean that persons in power do not control the judicial system in the U.S. Virgin Islands. However, in Dominica, it is alleged that even when the evidence is slapping the law officials in the face, especially when the case is against the DLP administration, they will turn the other cheek. allowing justice and the victims to suffer for their own personal gain. Honorable Lennox Linton considers these actions to be completely inappropriate and a breach of the Constitution.
Because lawyers have decided they will abuse what the court provides to ensure that the court does not hear this. And you wonder about that because at the same time now, the people of Salisbury are being dragged before the court. They come this week, even though they bring them this week and they'll bring them again next week. They will tell the court that they're not ready for them until another how many months? And then they will have this court matter hanging over their heads for this how many months with all the intimidation and humiliation and inconvenience that comes with it. In the meantime, on the very important charge of treating during a general election, Mr. Skerritt is telling the court through his lawyers in a judicial review application that he is not in this business of having any inconvenience that the court is involved with, as far as he and his ministers are concerned. He doesn't want the inconvenience of going to court. He fears there might be a conviction against him and so on, and the implications of being convicted and the implications of his ministers having to appear in court regularly for this matter. He is not in that, so just get rid of that. Just get rid of this court case. In the meantime, that he's telling the court is not good for him. He's supporting that it is very good for the people of Salisbury and very good for all the ordinary citizens around Dominica who have to face the court on criminal charges. Well, if you have to face the court, you have to face the court. In the Virgin Islands, De Jong, the former governor, is not too big to be arraigned on charges of embezzlement, on charges of converting a number of transactions intended from monies intended for the highways of the Virgin Islands into rehabilitation of his own private residence in the tune of over $400,000. Yeah.
And he's a wealthy guy.
Hear what we're talking about, you know, over $400,000.
Mm-hmm. Leader of the Opposition, Honorable Lennox Linton. In more news, Italy's ambassador to Barbados says his country made an unfortunate mistake when it put the Caribbean island on a list of non-corporate tax jurisdictions. Ambassador Sir P sought to clear up the misunderstanding as the two countries signed a double taxation agreement, DTA, yesterday. And China has cut its main interest rate to boost growth in its economy. The People's Bank of China cut its main interest rate by 0.25 percentage points to 4.6% in an effort to calm stock markets after 2 days of turmoil. It is the fifth interest rate cut since November and will take effect on Wednesday. The move has boosted global share prices further, with Wall Street's Dow Jones Index opening more than 1.7% higher after the move. In mid-afternoon European trading, London's FTSE 100 was up almost 3%, while Germany's DAX and Paris CAC were ahead nearly 5%. Other European markets, including Lisbon, Madrid, Moscow, and Milan, were all sharply higher. And this has been the evening's Prime News Roundup, but first, a recap of the headlines. In news headlines this evening, Attorney General unsure to provide legal aid, PWA requested, for police officers charged with murder. Italy says putting Barbados on tax haven blacklist was a mistake. And China market slump, central bank cuts interest rates. Once again, the news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited. If you've missed any of our news packages, log on to our website. It's www.q95da.com to view the stories, or you can click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. But on behalf of the Q95 news team, I'm Richie Farrell wishing you a very pleasant evening.